Books on Tape presents The Beach House by Jane Green, read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. The bike crunches along the gravel path, weaving around the potholes that could present danger to someone who didn't know the road like the back of their hand. The woman on the bike raises her head and looks at the sky, sniffs, smiles to herself. A foggy day in Nantucket, but she has lived here long enough to know this is merely a morning fog, and the bright early June sunshine will burn it off by midday, leaving a beautiful afternoon. Good. She is planning lunch on the deck today, is on her way into town via her neighbor's house, where she has spent the last hour or so cutting the large blue mophead hydrangeas and stuffing them into the basket on the front of the bike. She doesn't really know these neighbors. So strange to live in the same house you have lived in for 45 years, a house in a town where once you knew everyone, until one day you wake up and realize you don't know people anymore. But she has guessed from the drawn blinds and absence of cars that they are not yet here, and they will not miss a couple of dozen hydrangea heads. The gate to their rear garden was open, and she had heard around town that they had brought in some super swanky garden designer. She had to look. And the pool had been open. The water was so blue, so inviting, it was practically begging her to strip off and jump in, which of course she did, her body still slim and strong, her legs tan and muscled from the daily hours on the bike. She dried off naturally, walking naked around the garden, popping strawberries and peas into her mouth in the kitchen garden, admiring the roses that were just starting.